I know Jack called me this morning. We were talking about rules changes and what they're looking at and what they're considering looking at for rules changes in college football. And they're considering running the clock even after an incomplete pass. Like, I mean, to me, you have to have an addendum to that. In other words, to me, if a quarterback intentionally clocks it as you're trying to save time at the end of the game, okay. Right, now I think you have to stop the clock. Right now, both college and professional football, they do start the clock once the ball is spotted after a play goes out of bounds. You've seen that in college football. All right. Now, in both college and pro football, they stop the clock on an incomplete pass. They don't restart it till the snap on the next play. So back in September, NCAA coordinator of officials Steve Shaw said that running the clock after a made first down would not save as much as running the clock after incompletions. Okay, well, I understand that. So they're looking at four proposals. But they are still weeks to maybe a couple of months away from being approved. So last year, games took 3 hours and 21 minutes on the average in college football. 321. The NFL average is 313. And I mean, there's some simple ones. One is a proposal that would prohibit consecutive timeouts. Now, that's an NFL rule, and college wants to adopt it. So you don't come out, okay, timeout. Okay, we're going to take another timeout. Okay, they lined up. No. You get one timeout, make it happen, move on. Right? Or I'm going to use all three timeouts right now to ice the kicker. No. Okay. I think that one is going to be an easy one to get through. Prohibiting consecutive timeouts. Another one is eliminating playing an untimed down after a penalty at the end of a quarter. You know, the end of the first and third quarters. Right? In other words, hey, good. Guess what? The first play of the next quarter is going to be this play. I think that one's going to be easy. Another would eliminate stopping the clock on first downs except the final 2 minutes of the game. I think that's going to be easy. The last one's going to be the clock will continue to run after an incomplete pass once the ball is spotted for play. And the exception, again, would be the final 2 minutes of the first half and the final 5 minutes of the second half. So we'll see if that gets through. But again, what's one area? If you're talking about 321 to 313, that's 8 minutes, right? Guess what's 8 minutes shorter than the college game? Let's take a guess. You can do it, Matt.
The NFL, right?
No, what's eight? The NFL is an average game in the NFL is 8 minutes shorter. So, between the NFL and college, what is 8 minutes shorter? I don't think a lot of people realize this. Halftime.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right.
Halftime. I've talked about this repeatedly. Halftime's 20 minutes in college.
I would love to see that, too.
Okay, 20 minutes. Okay. In fact, New Year's Six bowl game, they're 22. And instead of going to 12, I've said over and over again, how about 14? Because I want to make sure that the blue band gets out there at halftime or the Ohio State band gets out there at halftime so they can do their deal and put on the show, because that's important to them and the crowd loves it. But they're only out there X amount of minutes anyway. There's always a lot of dead time, right, after they're done, correct? So why not cut it down to 14 and shave 6 minutes off that way? The NFL's 12th. That's probably too short.
Here's another thing, too. I don't know, Steve, how feasible this is going to be, but I just feel like you've got to address how many replays are done during a course of a game, because there's some replays that are you have to do it, you know, but there's others that you're thinking of, okay, do we really need to go review this?
Well, I've said repeatedly when it comes to replays is that, look, to me, you should have a max of 40 seconds. If you can't tell after 40 seconds, you're done. Call stands. Move on. We spend too much time on replays in every sport, seeing if the toe is just in by hair or out. Did it go off a fingernail out of bounds in basketball? It's like, come on.
And sometimes with college football, this happens like on a 2-yard gain or like a 2-yard pass play. We're checking to see if the guy's in bounds. Like, do we really need to do that? If it's a first down, 10, 15-yard play, okay, that's different. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Those unnecessary replays, like, that we got to get rid of.
But I just think they spend too much time looking at a fingernail or a toe.
Yeah, I like that, too. I like 40 because it's about the same time as a play clock. I think that's perfect.
Okay, 40 seconds, and it's automatically off. And I don't want the referee on the field looking at it. I don't want to waste the time of bringing the little TV set out or the little iPad out, whatever, and they're looking at it. Why the heck do you get those people up in the booth for? Okay, they can radio down right now, and they can tell you, good enough. Right?
Absolutely.
Right? And I don't need, in this case, the Big Ten, Chicago involved. Don't need that. And I have nothing but the highest respect for Bill Carollo. But I don't need Chicago involved. It's like with the NFL, New York says, I don't care what New York says. Stop looking for fingernails and toes. I mean, that's... big problem. It's wasting a lot of time.